Thank you, I have, thank you. You're all familiar with the famous Gemara on Shabbos, Vayisatzu v'safta sohar, with Chazal Darshan, that Melamed Shekach alayim har kegigas. That we stood not just at the foot of the mountain, but as it were, we stood underneath the mountain, and translated literally, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu coerced us into Kabbalah Satara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu held the mountain over us as a barrel or something of the sort, and said, "Im atem mekablim mutav, if you'll be mekabel the Torah, that's fine and good. Ve'im lav shamtei kurascha." And then the Gemara says, "Mikan modor rabbi la'raisa." Well, it doesn't mean this literally, but on some agadic, non-halachic level, the Gemara says, "Mikan modor rabbi la'raisa," that If Kabbalah Satorah was only a result of coercion, so is it really binding? And then the Gemara famously says that Hodu kiblu habimecha shenem ekimu vekiblu hayudim aleihem v'al kol anilvim aleihem. That later there was a totally voluntary acceptance of the Torah v'imecha shverosh. It's a funny way of referring to that tzkufa, let's say in Alavisim. So we say, "Bimei Mordechai v'Esther." We don't identify that period in Jewish history as Bimei Achashverosh. So what's up is that the Gemara says, "Hadi kiblu Bimei Achashverosh." It should have been "Hadi kiblu Bimei Mordechai v'Esther." So perhaps the pshat is as follows. Well, what does it mean? Chazal mean it literally, that Kafalayim HaKigigas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uprooted Har Sinai and held it over us. So Kimdumani, that there's something in the Maharal along these lines, Kimduma, that it doesn't mean that there was physical coercion, but what it means is that the experience of the Giloy Shechina, which Klal Yisrael had at the time, was just so overwhelming that how could we not be mekabel the Torah? The Gilui Shechina, the clarity that we had of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the Shiva Rikiyim, And Kaviyochel, we saw that Hashem Echad Vel Yomim HaTachtonim, obviously not with the physical eye, but with the Ein HaSeichel, with the eye of Seichel. The clarity was just so great that it was just overwhelming. There was no... doesn't mean that there was physical coercion. Doesn't mean that it was at gunpoint or some physical equivalent. But the Kafalayim HaKigigas meant the overpowering and overwhelming nature of the Gilui Shechina. So why is that a Modor Rabbi L'Araisa? It's a Modor Rabbi L'Araisa because then we're called upon to keep the Torah in times when we don't have that overwhelming Gilui Shechina, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is hidden in the world. There's an idea which different Chassidish Sfarim quote, the Sfasemis quotes it from his grandfather, the Chiddush Harim, the Mo'ei Naim has it also. The word in Lashon HaKodesh, what's the word in Lashon HaKodesh for world? How do you say world in Lashon HaKodesh? Olam, right? Olam, right? Not Olam, the world. So the Sharish of Ayin Lamed Mem, what's the Sharish of Ayin Lamed Mem? What are the words that we find that in? Right. Im Halem Ya'alimu, right? V'ne'alam me'eineh eidah, when something is hidden. So how does that shoresh come to denote world? Because the world is a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. Baruch Hu's presence is hidden in the world. So the idea of Mikan Mudor Rabba L'Raisa is that the circumstances and the conditions in which we were Mekabel Torah were not typical of the circumstances and conditions in which we have to implement that Kabbalah. Hoda Kiblu B'me'ach HaShverosh. B'me'ach HaShverosh was a time of Hester. It was a time of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence was very hidden, right? Minayim la'Esther ben HaTorah, where is Esther HaMalka alluded to in the Torah? Anochi hasta aster ponai bayom hahu. The name Esther alludes to the idea of Hester ponai, of anochi hasta aster ponai bayom hahu. Again, as we all know, the name of HaKadosh Baruch was not mentioned in the Megillah. So how do Kibbul B'mei HaShverosh? No, Chazal Davka say B'mei HaShverosh because on the surface, it wasn't Mordechai and Esther who reigned supreme. On the surface, HaShverosh was Molech B'Kippa. Right? The Gemara says in Megillah that there was three kings who ruled over the entire world. One of them was Achashverosh. It was B'mei HaShverosh. It was when seemingly this, I don't know, Melech Tipesh, Melech Rasha, whatever, this vulgar Rasha ruled the entire world. So it was a time of when everything was Nister. So that was the time to complement, to supplement the original Kabbalah Satorah. The original Kabbalah Satorah was in a time of Gilei Shechina. What was, in quotation marks, missing in that Kabbalah Satorah was a Kabbalah in more typical circumstances and conditions that we need to observe Torah, that we need to implement that Kabbalah, and that's why Hoda Kiblu Adavka B'mei HaShverosh, when in terms of geopolitics, it was the age of Achashverosh. In terms of geopolitics, it wasn't the age of Mordechai V'Esther. We know in Shamayim, in the ultimate sense, it was B'mei Mordechai V'Esther. But in terms of geopolitics, it was B'mei Achashverosh. And Dafke, in those conditions, Klal Yisrael was inspired to reaffirm that Kabbalah. And that filled in what was missing from the original Kabbalah. There is a tremendous Musa Haskel latent within that idea. Every sensitive, aspiring Ben Torah, and every one of us hopes that that's a description that we're worthy of, to be an aspiring, to aspire at least to be a Ben Torah. So we all wonder, we all grapple with, how does a person develop Yiras Hashem? As a person, cultivate Yiras Hashem. Reishis Chochmah Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem is the basis, the foundation for everything. How does a person develop Yiras Hashem? There is a very cryptic Gemara in Brachos comments on the Pasuk in Parshas Ekev, V'ata Yisrael Ma Hashem Lekach Hashem Me'imach. So it sounds from the wording of the Gemara as though, right? V'ata Yisrael Ma Hashem Lekach Hashem Me'imach. What is the Kodesh Baruch Hu asking from you? That wording suggests that it's going to be something very small. If you're asking someone a small favor, which won't tax him too much, you say, what am I asking from you? Just one little thing. But ato yisol ma'ashem l'kech v'shameimach. Kiyim only, right? Kiyim only liyira. The Gemara says, otu yira milsa zutrusa. Milsa's in. The Gabi Moshe milsa zutrusa. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it was something small. But the Pasuk and the Torah is addressed to all of us, not just addressed to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what does it mean that Yer is a Milsa Zutrusa? So the answer is as follows. The Emes says that Yerushalayim is the most natural reaction and the most natural mindset that can possibly exist. If only we sustain an awareness of reality. The very first Ramban Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rambam at the end of the Mora that Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somed Hu Kal Gadol V'Torah V'Malas HaTzadikim. That ein yeshivaso utnuoso shel adam v'hu levado beveiso. This is not verbatim, something to this effect. Ki yeshivaso v'diburo utnuoso v'hu beveis hamelech. The way a person conducts himself, the way a person lounges on his easy chair, the way a person talks very freely, very garrulously, when he's alone at home, together with his closest family, closest intimates, obviously that's not the same way a person conducts himself. It's not the way the same person acts. It's not the same way a person moves. It's not the same way a person speaks when he has a royal audience. You have a royal audience, so every word is measured, every movement, every action is disciplined and calculated. Kol Shekain, says the Rambam, quoting from the Rambam, Kshiyasim Adam Aliva, if a person would only maintain an awareness, keep in mind and feel in his heart that HaKadosh Baruch Hashem Malocha La'aretz Kevaldo Omei Dalo V'roa B'maseihu, if only we would be able to yasim aliba, if only we could keep that basic, ultimate reality of existence in mind, that we live in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then miyad hu nase anav v'yirei shamayim and has a sense of busha and hachmara. So what is the Ramah telling the Rambam tell us? That the avoda is not to develop yirei shamayim. That comes naturally. Ramah says, miyad, yagia elav hayira. Miyad. It happens immediately. It happens instantaneously. Miyad yagia elav hayira, Ramah says. It's a natural reaction. They tell a story that a chassid once came to the Kotzke Rebbe and said to him, Rebbe, teach me to have yirei shamayim. I don't have yirei shamayim. Teach me to have yirei shamayim. So the Kotzke, as the story goes, answered, says, did you ever have the following experience? Well, if you didn't have it, can you imagine it? Were you ever walking through a forest and all of a sudden set upon by a lion? You encounter a lion. Or were you ever walking through the forest in the dead of night and then all of a sudden found yourself surrounded by a band of bandits? If you ever had the experience, or if you haven't had the experience, then do the thought experiment. Imagine that experience. Would you have to pull your cell phone out of your pocket? I'm not sure if the Kotzke used those ones exactly. Would you have to pull your cell phone out of your pocket and call someone and say, teach me to be afraid? No, it would be an instinctive reaction. Ad kan dvar. So clearly what the Kotzke was telling him is, Yira Shamayim is an instinctive reaction. The reason we find ourselves lacking in Yira Shamayim is because we're Masiyach Das, because we're distracted from what we know. We don't have an awareness of what we know. We know that We know there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. We know Melocha La'aretz Kevado. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything we do. Hears everything we say. Da Malam Malam Mimcha Ayin Moa Ozen Shamas V'chom Asacha V'seif Nechtav. We know that. When we learn that Mishnah in others, there's no Chidush in that Mishnah. Not telling us anything we don't know. We know it, but we're not aware of it. If only we would be aware of it, so then Yiras Shamayim is an instinctive reaction. So the avoda, our avoda avosa, is not to work on Yiras Shamayim. Our avoda is to overcome Hesach Hadas. Our avoda is to try to have, again, a mental image in front of our eyes of Shivisi Hashem Anagdi Summit, of that phrase from Sefer Tehillim. Of Shivisi Hashem the Negdi Summit. If a person is aware of that, Shivisi Hashem the Negdi Summit, again, let's say there are certain words in our vocabulary which are not so refined. So when the Rebbe's in the room, we don't use those words. We use those words else on other occasions. When the Rebbe's not in the room. But let's say a person has a short fuse and is prone to anger. Some people's presence is inhibiting. And Eichshehu, the person is able to control and not let that short fuse blow. So we're capable of, again, even if there are words in our vocabulary that shouldn't be there, we're capable of not using them. And even if we have a short fuse, we're capable of controlling it. When we feel a healthy inhibition, what's the healthy inhibition? The Rebbe's in the room. Maybe there's someone else that I would be embarrassed to blow my top in front of. So there are sources of healthy inhibition. It's not that we can't control these things. We can control them. So if only we weren't Masiach Das, right? That's what the Ramah says, quoting the Rambam. Kol shekein kshiyosim ha'odam aliva. Kol shekein kshiyosim ha'odam aliva. If a person would only keep in mind and take to heart constantly, perpetually, that ha'melech ha'godol ha'kadosh baruch ha'shem elocho la'oretz kevodo omer alav v'ro b'maseihu, so then we would be transformed by that awareness. Completely, totally transformed by that awareness. That's what the avoda of Purim is. Again, it was Aster Menator Minayin from Anochi Haster Aster. Things weren't overt. The Ness of Purim, what was a Ness Nista? The name of HaKadosh Baruch was not mentioned in the Megillah. In terms of geopolitics, if you would have read the political analysis of the day, it was Bimei Achashverosh. It was the era of Achashverosh. But a person has, when he makes a concerted effort, a concerted, consistent effort, a person can, we are capable of gradually building and ultimately sustaining that awareness of Shivisi Hashem and Negdi Somed, and then benefiting from its transformative effects. What happened to inspire us to that Kabbalah Satora of Bimei Achashverosh? How did Kibbul Bimei Achashverosh? Rashi in Shabbos says, "Mipnei Ahavas Hanes," the love of the miracle. I don't know if what we're about to suggest can fairly be attributed to Rashi. Maybe it's close to something close to what Rashi means. But Yitochen, based if we on a couple of Rambams, that one in particular, maybe we can understand how it is that Klal Yisrael was inspired to this reaffirmation of Kabbalah Satora Bimei Achashverosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Parshas Yisro, the Torah records, HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Ba'atam shemoa tishmu b'kol yushmatim is brisi, v'isem li skulim kalamim kili kalorets. The Torah is a bris. The Torah represents a covenant, a pact between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. Between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. A bris. But we read in Parshas Mishpatim, Vayikach HaSefer HaBris. Sefer HaBris refers to the Sefer Torah. The Torah represents a bris, a pact between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So a pact is bilateral. Right? When two nations, Lahavdil, enter into a pact, so it means that there are bilateral obligations, that they pledge to each other's security, right? All the NATO countries will defend each other against an attack, because there's a pact between them. So kaviyochel, within the pact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu entered into with us, so we have obligations to Him. But as incredible as it sounds, the reality is even more incredible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted upon Himself obligations to us, to people, to mortals, to His creatures. Because that's what it means to have a bris. A bris means that it's bilateral. It means that there are reciprocal obligations. What's our half of the bris? What's our half of the bris? Our half of the bris is to keep Torah mitzvahs. To keep Torah mitzvahs. To live by the Torah. To learn Torah. To live by the Torah. To be medakdek with Torah mitzvahs. That's our half of the bris. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's half of the bris? So the Ramban quotes a Mechilta. Kach omu b'mechilta, v'atem tihiyu li kaviyochol eini ma'amid ve'eini mashlit aleichem ela ani. V'chein hu omer, hine lo yonum v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. One more time, Rabbi Elsa. V'chach omu b'mechilta, this is what Chazal say in the Mechilta, v'atem tihiyu li, you will be mine. What does that mean? So the Mechilta is explaining that kaviyochel, you will be exclusively mine. That I will exercise a special hashgacha pratis on Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael won't be subjected to other forces. Eini ma'amid ve'eini mashlit aleichem ela ani v'chein hu omer hine lo yonim v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the shomer Yisrael, and he watches over us 24/7. Hine lo yonim v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. So the deal that we cut with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, at Ma'amad HaSinai, was that we committed ourselves to Torah mitzvahs, and He, incredibly, Masha Ein, what we would have thought is sacrilegious, what we would have thought is heretically presumptuous, and He committed Himself to us, to take care of us, to exercise a special hashgacha pratis, a hashgacha pratis that ensures the eternity of Klal Yisrael, but a special hashgacha pratis. So that's those are the mutual obligations of this bris. You with me, Rabbi Elsa? Now, if you go to Parshas Vaschanan, at Sheni, there's a sort of cryptic sequence of psukim. So Ve'eli Madti Eschem, Moshe Rabbeinu speaking in the first person, Ve'eli Madti Eschem Chukim U'Mishpotim Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elokai Lasos Ken B'Kerev Ha'aretz Asher Atem Boim Shom Elavishta U'Shmartem V'Asisem. You should observe all the mitzvahs. Kihichach Masram V'Nasram L'Einer Amin Asher Yishmun Eiskol Achukim Ha'elu V'Omeru V'Agam Chochem V'Novon Ha'Goy Ha'Godol Hazah. They'll see that there's something special about the Jewish people. Am Chochem V'Novon Ha'Goy Ha'Godol Hazah. This great people, this great nation, they're wise, they're discerning. Now let's pay special attention now to these next two, three psukim of Vasai. Ki mi goy godol ashelo Elohim krov me'lov, kashem elokeinu v'chol kareinu me'lov. What great nation is there? Again, even the umos ha'olam will recognize that there's something uniquely, singularly great. Hagoy hagodol hazeh, this great people, this great nation. Now the Torah continues. Ki mi goy godol ashelo Elohim krov me'lov, kashem elokeinu v'chol kareinu me'lov. And two, umigoy godol ashelo chukim u'mishpotim tzadikim kechol haTorah hazos asher anochi nosin lefneichem hayom rak yishom alecho shmanafshecha me'od pentishkachas hadvarim asher ro'u einecha v'en yasur mu'vavcha kol yimei chayecha v'odatam levanecha levnei vanecha. So the singularity of this goy godol, the psukim amplify, is reflected in two things. Number one, migoy godol Asher lo Elohim krov me'lov, kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu me'lov. What does the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah use that pasuk for? Kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu me'lov. Remember the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah asks a stira in psukim. The pasuk in Yeshayahu, it's the haftorah for atonish, dirshu Hashem b'himotso ka'u b'yoso karov. Sounds like there are certain times, there's a certain season when Hashem is behimotso, when Hashem is to be found. There are certain times, there's a certain season. You have to have the office hours. Be yoso karov, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is karov. And the Gemara Chazal juxtaposed that to this pasuk in Vayeschanan, Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu eilav. No, you can pick up the phone anytime and call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu eilav, anytime. Anytime. So what is the Gemara answer? Kan b'yachid, kan b'tzibur, right? The b'tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, always answers. B'tzibur, kol zman, the way the Rambam paraphrases it in Hilchos Tshuva, when they're kol zman she'osin tshuva, and tzoakim, b'lev shalem, is na'anim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. So one aspect of Goy Gadol is Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Elav, right? One aspect of the singularity, the uniqueness, one expression of the fact that we're this Goy Gadol is Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Elav. What's the second aspect of the Goy Gadol? The second aspect of the Goy Gadol is Umi Goy Gadol Shalo Chukim U'Mishpatim Tzadikim Kechol HaTorah Hazos. Is that we have Torah and mitzvahs. So what are the two aspects? Exactly the two sides of the bris, right? One side of the bris is HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking care of us, which is expressed and epitomized by Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Elav. And the other expression, the other reflection of the Goy Gadol is Chukim Mishpatim Tzadikim, and that's then the Torah segues to say, don't forget, Ma'amad HaSinai. Rak Yisham Alecha, according to the Ramban, this is a mitzvah losa, say, to be included in the Minyan Tariag, not to forget, Ma'amad HaSinai. Rak Yisham Alecha, Shmo Nafshecha Ma'od, Pentishka Ches HaDvarim. So now it's like this. If you take a look in the Rambam's Hakdama, to the Yad HaChazaka, to Mishnah Torah, the first of them has a Hagdoma, where he sort of describes the Shalshalas HaMasorah, and basically gives you context for his Chibur of Mishnah Torah. Then he lists the Tayag Mitzvahs, and after listing the Tayag Mitzvahs, the Rambam writes as follows. He says, Eilehem Sheish Me'os U'Shoshalei Mitzvah Shenem L'Moshe B'Sinai. The aforementioned, the aforegoing, these are the Tayag Mitzvahs given to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai and Beferusha Nitnu. And then the Rambam says that in addition to mitzvahs d'araisa, there are also mitzvahs d'rabbanan. And mitzvahs d'rabbanan were also obligated, chayovim onu l'kablam l'shamram. We have to, A, acknowledge the authority of Chazal to have instituted these mitzvahs, and B, we have to practically observe the mitzvahs, practically comply. Why don't the rabbanans violate Baal Tosef? Right, the Torah has in two places, in Parshas Vaschan and Parshas Re'eh, you're not allowed to add to the mitzvahs HaTorah. So why don't mitzvahs derabbanan constitute Baal Tosef? So the Rambam explains, Al ma hizhira Torah l'sosef l'sigra shelo yiyan novi rashay l'chadish davar v'loma shakadosh baruch hu tzivahu b'mitzvah zor l'hosif al mitzvahs HaTorah. כדי להזכיר שבחים של הקדוש ברוך הוא תשובה שעושה לנו ויקרב לשוענו, כדי לברוך ולהללו, וכדי להודיע לדורס הבאים שאמס מה שבטיחנו בתורה כי מגוי גודל השלו אלוהים קרוב מאליו, כאשר אלוקינו בכל קוראינו אליו. So the Rambam says as follows, how is it that Chazal, in introducing mitzvahs d'rabbanan, steered clear of Baal Tosef? How do you reconcile the Torah's authorizing Chazal to make mitzvahs d'rabbanan with the Torah's prohibition Baal Tosef? So the Rambam says Chazal had to and did comply with two conditions. Number one, they had to clearly delineate that this is d'rabbanan. They couldn't try to pass it off as a d'araisa, much less falsely attributed directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So first of all, every Durabanan has to be identified as such. It has to be delineated as such. But the Rambam says that's not enough. Chazal also have to tell you what it is in the Torah that this Durabanan is coming to protect, what it's coming to reinforce, what it's coming to facilitate, what it's coming to foster. There's no such thing as just adding a mitzvah. The Rambam thought 613 mitzvahs was enough, but we think he'd be better off with a few more. So, Rachmano, what's that? That would be kriya. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 613 mitzvahs, and he gave us basic core beliefs, and it's our job to bolster that, it's our job to facilitate that, it's our job to foster that, so here's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and this is what it's oriented towards protecting, upholding, fostering in the Torah. And the Rambam says, let me give you a for instance. And the for instance, he says, let me explain to you what the rationale for Kriyas HaMegillah is. Kriyas HaMegillah is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So A, Chazal had to identify it as such, right? It had to be clearly identified as a d'rabbanan. But B, what in the Torah is Kriyas HaMegillah coming to uphold? What in the Torah is Kriyas HaMegillah coming to foster? So listen to what the Rambam says, especially the last part of it, because that's what relates directly to what we're trying to talk about. Kach anu omrim, shehanaviyim im bezdin tiknu v'tzivu likros HaMegillah ba'onasa. No, they're not attributing the tzivu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. Nevi'im in Beis Din, it was Mordechai of Beis Dino, Mordechai was a Novi, it was Mordechai of Beis Dino, they were the ones who decided to introduce the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. Why? Kedei lahazkir shvachim shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to mention, to recount the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tshuva sha'asa lon v'ayakorev l'shu'enu, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us, and how he was quick to respond to our cries, korev l'shu'enu, kedei levorchu l'halalo. Now listen to this next line. It has a mokah in Chazal, in the Gemara Megillah. Ukedei lahodia, listen to this, Rabbi Rosai. Kedei lahodia l'doros haboyim, she'emes ma'ashev tichanu batar, ki migoy godol ashelo Elohim korev me'lov, kashem lo'ken v'chol korein me'lov. According to the Rambam, Kriyas HaMegillah was introduced to reinforce, to strengthen our emunah in this yisod of Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Koreinu Elav. Because what we're supposed to hear when we read the Megillah, what we're supposed to understand is, how does everything turn around? Klal Yisrael, Rachman Atzlan, was on the brink of extinction, right? Haman had his genocidal plans, and they were totally, totally helpless to in any way resist his genocidal plan. And when do things change? How do things turn around? Lech Knosis Kol Yehudim. David, Sumu Alai, fast. And what do you do when you're fasting? You have an Atzeres Tefillah. Go. Tzumu, and when you're fasting, daven, the whole nace of Purim happens in response to Tefillah B'Tzibur. Kriyas HaMegillah, what we're supposed to be hearing, when we read the Megillah, says the Rambam, we're supposed to be seeing how that Haftocha in the Torah played out in our history. That's what saved us. Again, am echad mefuzo mefura, totally helpless, and it was all because of Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. So now it's like this, Rabbi Asa. Halfway through, fell. Now it's like this. The Pesukim Parshas Vaschanan, when they tell us about the Goy Godol, that Kal Yisrael is this unique, great nation. We're unique, we're a great nation because of the Ama Nifcha. But the Ama Nifcha represents a bris, right? And a bris has, there are bilateral obligations in any bris, any pact. No nation is interested in no nation enters a one-sided pact. That's not a pact. A bris is something which is bilateral. We have our obligations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and incredible as it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu committed himself to us. What's our obligation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Our obligation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Torah mitzvahs, chukim and mishpatim, to observe the chukim and mishpatim tzaddikim. What obligation did HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept upon himself? HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted upon himself, again, eini mashlet aleichem, hine lo yonam v'lo yishan shomei Yisrael. So what happened? What happened in the Nes of Purim? In the Nes of Purim, so Klal Yisrael saw, yeah, it was Takeh Behestiv. What did Klal Yisrael see? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upholding his half of the bargain. The Nes of Purim, what happened? What happened when the Nes of Purim happened? So what did we see? What did we understand? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upholding his half of the bargain. What happened here? Haman had this rose to power like a meteor. His power was unlimited, unbounded power. And then his precipitous downfall. What happened? Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upholding his half of the bargain, his half of the bris. If that's the case, then Klal Yisrael was inspired, then how can we do less? How can we not uphold our half of the bris? If we see the Migoy Godol, Asher lo Elohim korev me'lov, Hashem lo ken b'chol korein elav, we saw that so incredibly demonstrated in the Nes of Purim. So then we understood. So now it's our job to recommit and to reaffirm the Migagodel Shalochukim Mishpatim Sadikim Kachol Atar Azos and the Raki Shama Lacha Ushma Nafshecha Ma'od. So Purim is a time, the Kriyas HaMegillah reminds us of the Kasham Elokeinu B'chol Kore'en Elav. The Kriyas HaMegillah reminds us that Hine Lo Yonim V'lo Yishan Shomei Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfectly consistent in his half of the bris, in upholding his half of the bris, and as it did B'mei HaShverosh, it's supposed to inspire within us that reaffirmation to pledge ourselves and recommit ourselves to upholding our half of the bris of the Migoy Godel, Shalo Chukim, Mishpatim, Tzadikim, and the Hisham Lachor Shmo Nafshecha Ma'od.
Okay. Okay, guys, one question. Maybe we'll have the question answered until Mincha. Mincha's at 1:20, is that okay?
There don't have to be any questions. It's okay if there are no questions. That's also good.